Harper Audio presents The Well Path. Lose 20 pounds. Reverse the aging process. Change your life. By Jamie Heskett, MD. Read by Karen Saltis. A woman is the full circle. Within her is the power to create, to nurture, to transform. Diane Marie Child. Introduction. I see naked people. Lots of naked people. As a doctor, I see unclothed females of all ages, sizes, and shapes every day. 99% of them arrive at my office stressed out, frustrated, and exhausted. They tell me they've been trying everything under the sun to lose unwanted pounds and look younger, with no success. Before the naked part of a consultation, I sit down with new patients to have a talk in my office. How can I help you? I ask. Often tears well in their eyes. I think it's an automatic reaction to the shame of feeling like a failure because the number on the scale or their appearance doesn't reflect the goals they've set for themselves. These are extremely high-functioning women. They are successful New York City career ladies and great moms with impeccable style. But this one simple thing completely undoes them. They are women who have the other areas of their lives together, but they can't get a handle on their health. They try to hide their vulnerability, but as we talk, it becomes difficult. I encourage them to let it out. These women are already stretched beyond their breaking point. I've heard variations of, "I've been dieting my whole life and can't lose weight," and "I work out like a fiend and still have cellulite every day of my career." They've received the same message from every source available to them. To lose weight, you have to eat less and exercise more. They work so hard to follow this advice with so much good intention and determination that I wish I could give them gold medals. In every other aspect of life, they succeed. But in this particular area, according to their own impossibly high standards, they fail, and then they blame themselves. The stakes are high. These women are fighting for their health and quality of life, for their ability to do their life's work, to be good role models for their children, and to be happy. They're trying to free themselves from the burden of excess weight, to slow down the aging process, and to decrease their odds of developing the diseases and conditions associated with being overweight and aging. What they don't yet realize is that trying everything is precisely why nothing works. Let's define everything. Chronic dieting and calorie restriction. Trying every new fad diet or exercise regimen, even if it doesn't feel good. Taking questionable supplements to shed pounds. Juice cleansing or detoxing on a regular basis. Exercising to exhaustion or injury, or, the flip side, not working out hard enough to break a sweat. Living with the stress, anxiety, and depression of feeling like a failure. The emotional and physical toll of this struggle is enormous. With each new diet or exercise class, women start out with high expectations and wind up disappointed, frustrated, guilt-ridden, and ashamed when they don't get the results they want or when the results are not sustainable. One trip on this emotional roller coaster would be hard enough, but most of the women I meet have been on this ride for years, even decades. But the toll isn't only emotional, it's also biological. Women unknowingly dismantle their healthy bodily functions, including their metabolism, by dieting and overexercising. In their attempt to try everything, they undermine the delicate balance of their hormones, the body's chemical messengers that are involved in regulating everything from weight to skin elasticity to energy levels. In their quest to be strong, vibrant, and healthy, women who try everything create a weak and sick internal environment. Their bodies are eventually thrown so off kilter that positive changes become next to impossible to make. All of their dutiful hours logged on the treadmill are a perfect metaphor for their efforts. They have truly been running in place, going nowhere fast. As they get older, the panic volume goes up. "Losing weight in my 20s was so simple," women often say, "but now I'm stuck." When they were younger, it was easier to lose weight for many reasons, but one was that their bodies weren't broken down yet by decades of inconsistent nutrition and exercise. The unfortunate irony.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?